This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host,
thanks
Eric
for joining
Michaels.
Us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we are joined by Mr. Chris Tutt, a physical therapist and co-CEO of Proactive Physical Therapy Specialist, serving Oregon and Washington states with 14 clinics specializing in musculoskeletal injuries, chronic pain, and rehabilitation of athletic injuries. Chris has been a PT for over 27 years and has treated a wide variety of patients ranging from professional athletes and newborns to those well into their hundreds. Quite impressive. And Mr. Tutt, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Hey, thanks a bunch. My pleasure to join you.
And our pleasure as well, and really appreciate your time. So for starters today, what's the difference between physical therapy and other practices like chiropractic care?
Yeah, that's actually a really good question. There are many different types of physical therapists, just like there are doctors. Our field really is split into many different medical specialties like orthopedics, geriatrics, and pediatrics. In general, we really enjoy the title, I guess you could call us, of the movement experts. And we get that title because we really understand how the body moves and how one part of the body affects another. We perform a lot of hands-on manual techniques, which range from soft tissue work and adjustments or manipulations that you might even receive from a chiropractor. And we also give people exercises to encourage their independent healing, as well as empower them to self-manage their own symptoms. We diagnose abnormalities in our patients and really help our patients regain a couple of different things. Number one, strength, improve their balance, gain greater mobility and range of motion. And we can also identify health risks in our patients and work with them to improve their overall fitness and well-being. As it relates to chiropractor, I think that the main difference between us and chiropractors is that chiropractors traditionally use a manipulation to correct an abnormality, whereas as physical therapists, we address really what needs to be strengthened and lengthened to help keep it in place. So we get a lot of great outcomes from what we do.
I bet you're doing some good information there as well. Now, this is a very versatile field. You treat people recovering from surgeries, athletes, people get back to work, MS patients, and even sometimes to lose enough weight to have a life-saving surgery. How does a patient choose a physical therapist? Help us with that.
Yeah, as I mentioned, there are a lot of different types of physical therapists out there, and I think it's, number one, it's really important to choose the right physical therapist based really upon what your needs are. If you have a low back pain, you want to make sure that you're calling a physical therapist that's treat a lot of low back pain. If you have multiple sclerosis, you want to make sure that you've got a physical therapist that has the right education in that. So it's really a matter of finding a physical therapist that has expertise in treating your particular problem. Another thing is choosing a physical therapist that's close to where you live. You can find a great physical therapist, but if they're going to be 20, 30 minutes away, it's going to decrease the likelihood of you actually going back regularly for your appointments. So it's really, really important to find a physical therapist that's local, so be able to attend your appointments as instructed. You also have to look at the atmosphere. You know, as you look around the clinic, I encourage you, our patients, to look around and find what's going to best suit you. But, you know, is this clinic, is it noisy and you're a quiet person? That's not going to work out well. Is it a quiet clinic and you're going to be the loudest person? That's probably not going to be the best thing in there. But also, you know, our patients standing around waiting to be treated, or are all the therapists actively working with their patients? And I'd say the last thing that you need to consider really is the post-degree education of your therapist. Most physical therapists now are going to have a doctorate of physical therapy, the highest degree available to them. But do they have continuing education certification in the same area as your problem? Do they have an advanced specialization or certification in seeing people with low back pain or with balance problems or with lymphedema? So I think those would be the four things that if I was looking for a physical therapist, I'd consider. But of course, I'd want to see myself, but that's not going to be a fifth.
Certainly do appreciate your helpful response there. Now, physical therapy or PT over pills is a new initiative that your practice is advocating. What does all that mean? Touch on some of those details.
Yeah, PT over pills really says that your pain can be resolved without having to take pills. And as a result, you're going to see a physical therapist first and early, and it's going to save you a lot of time and money. The opioid epidemic in this country is real, and too often patients are just given medications instead of more conservative, safer alternatives like physical therapy. There's been a lot of research out there, and all the research is pointing that says physical therapy first and early is much more effective than taking pills. So it's definitely PT over pills. By seeing a physical therapist early and as well as first, you're not only going to save a ton of money, but you're going to get better without taking medications. And it's really an interesting trend that where you start out in healthcare essentially determines where you end. And what I mean by that, for example, if you start with expensive healthcare, you go to a orthopedic surgeon, you get an MRI, you're going to end with expensive healthcare. For example, numerous studies have shown that if a patient gets an MRI before seeing a physical therapist, the incidence of surgery goes way, just skyrockets, as does the cost. Whereas if you have low back pain and you get into a physical therapist within 3 weeks of the onset of pain, you're going to have a spend of about $3,000 lower personally than if you're sent to a specialist. And yet another FUT study found that if you start with physical therapy rather than a specialist, you have a 27% chance less of needing advanced imaging like MRIs, and close to a 15% less chance of going to the emergency room. The opioid epidemic is, as we all know, it's real, and too often patients are really given medications instead of the more conservative, safer alternatives of physical therapy. The research is out there, and all the stats show the efficacy of physical therapy.
Well, we certainly appreciate what you do in the space and for all this information shared so far today. We are with Mr. Chris Tutt, a physical therapist and co-CEO of Proactive Physical Therapy Specialist, serving Oregon and Washington with 14 clinics specializing in musculoskeletal injuries, chronic pain, and rehabilitation of athletic injuries here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Physical Therapy Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, let's get into physical therapy as prevention. Are you saying people don't need to be in pain to see a PT?
No, that's exactly right. And that's something that I think is really, really important. You hear buzz terms like prevention, wellness, and disease management. And, you know, those have really moved into the forefront in healthcare over the past decade. And research continues to show the significant benefits of lifestyle changes on health. You know, for example, increased physical activity is going to be able to lead to health benefits in those with chronic diseases, prevent a number of diseases, as well as increase your quality of life. Because we're known as the movement experts, we have expertise in evaluating human movement. We're able to identify asymmetries in posture, strength, motion. But what people don't really realize is that many of these deficits exist prior to the onset of pain and can predispose people to injury. Therefore, a lot of musculoskeletal pain and a lot of injuries are preventable, and physical therapists really are the most qualified healthcare professionals to work on this injury prevention. Just like you go to your optometrist for a yearly eye exam or your dentist for a yearly dental appointment, I encourage all of our patients to schedule a preventative care appointment with us. Here in Oregon and Washington, where actually it's wonderful, we have direct access in which patients can come see us without a referral from their provider. Obviously, you need to check with your insurance company to make sure it's going to be covered, but it's a wonderful thing that we have here in Oregon. Part of my responsibility as a practitioner is promoting health and wellness. You know, we need to lead by example, encourage all our patients to visit the therapist. For example, if you know how many falls, rotator cuff tears, back surgeries can we prevent by scheduling therapy-specific annual visits for ourselves or our family members? If people did that, it would dramatically reduce the healthcare expenditure in our country, and people would end up getting better a lot faster and wouldn't get injured as much.
That certainly is some good news right there. Now, your clinics are trialing a new virtual reality program to combat chronic pain. Tell us more about that.
Yeah. What we're doing with virtual reality is really changing the mentality about the ease of popping a pill and turning to therapy instead. It used to be that the pain would tell the body that something wrong and needs to be fixed. We used to believe that when we experience pain, let's use back pain for an example, that our back told the brain to sense pain, but it's actually the opposite. The brain actually determines what causes pain. And what happens in chronic pain is the brain becomes oversensitized. It's almost like a house that has an alarm system, that the alarm system is good, that it tells you if somebody's busting down your door or if you're in danger. But oftentimes with chronic pain, we find that the alarm system can be oversensitive by like even the wind or rustling leaves. We're using virtual reality to distract patients from the pain, but we're actually doing the opposite. We're teaching them about their pain so that the story of a house with an alarm that goes off is too sensitive. We're educating them that there's no danger. We try and train the patient and teach them some techniques to help them to be able to control their brain, to control their alarm system. If we can get our patients to control their pain and know the difference between helping and harming, it's going to get them back to work. It's going to get them back to play, back to living, and really change how they perceive in pain. And that's what we're all about, is helping people.
Well, again, Mr. Tutt, we certainly do appreciate what you do in the space there locally as well in the states of Oregon and Washington. I'm sure listeners want to know where they could best get further details on your practices as well as a way to be in touch. Where's the best place online to gather these details?
Yeah, www.proactiveptspaultomsam.com. Get online and check us out.
And that certainly sounds like a plan. Again, Mr. Tutt, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Much appreciated.
Hey, thanks a bunch. It's been my pleasure.
And the pleasure was certainly ours as well. We've been speaking with Mr. Chris Tutt, a physical therapist and co-CEO of Proactive Physical Therapy Specialists, serving Oregon and Washington with 14 clinics specializing in musculoskeletal injuries, chronic pain, and rehabilitation of athletic injuries. And for further details, simply visit proactiveptspaultomsam.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.